USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden are visiting with kids at Children's National Hospital in Washington, D.C. this Christmas Eve. The couple meeting and reading to children who are receiving care there and their families. The White House saying while it's tradition for the First Lady to visit the hospital the day before Christmas, it was the first time the sitting president also took part. The Bidens also set to spend Christmas at the White House instead of Delaware. With holiday shoppers prowling stores online and in person, holiday sales this year are estimated to be well over $800 billion. The National Retail Federation reports holiday sales from November and December could be up as much as 11.5% from 2020. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. Indeed will also give you this sticky frog, which will suddenly leap and stick to the face of the perfect hire. Okay, there's no sticky frog, but skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers 3 times more hires than any other job site. Visit Indeed.com/promo today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Royal Caribbean is tightening its mask policy on board ships. The cruise line notifying passengers of the change this week, saying they will be in effect until January 5th. The move comes as Royal Caribbean deals with COVID-19 outbreaks on several ships. This Christmas could be the warmest in more than 50 or even 100 years for parts of the South Central United States. AccuWeather forecasters saying several cities are tracking toward experiencing their warmest December on record. Dallas, Houston, Oklahoma City, and Tulsa, Oklahoma, Little Rock, Arkansas, and Memphis, Tennessee all stand to match or top record highs for December 25th. AccuWeather senior meteorologist Brett Anderson saying highs in the 70s and 80s will be common for much of the region, which are more typical of early to mid-October. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
As COVID cases continue to spike across the country, doctors are sharing tips that can keep you and your guests safe.
As we gather with friends and family this Christmas weekend, Dr. Jeanette Nishawat on Fox News has some sound advice that she's passing along to her patients.
You know, Americans have worked so hard this year with the vaccines and the mandates and the masking and the testing. So we should celebrate the holidays, but we want to do it safely. If you are high risk, if you're not vaccinated, you want to take that extra step, get tested, and wear a mask indoors until you're able to get those test results. Now, if you're vaccinated, if you're with family, you've got your booster, then it's low risk. And, you know, you just shouldn't have to wear your mask indoors if you've done everything that you should do. But if you do have an underlying medical condition, you probably want to take that extra step and protect yourself.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
President Joe Biden will hope for better polling results in the new year as his approval ratings have hit their lowest point heading into Christmas. An NPR PBS NewsHour Marist poll found that 41% approve of Biden and 55% disapprove, representing a new low since he took office. The poll finding that support from independents has dropped 8 points in a single week, with 2/3 of independents disapproving of Biden's overall performance. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.